are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Gail Radio Show, and I am your host, actress, author, evangelist, and spoken word artist, as well as content creator. And you all know what I love to do. I love to serve Maravation because it's the perfect blend of motivation and inspiration. And I'm super excited that I get an opportunity to visit you in your home, in your car, in your living room, kitchen, den, wherever you happen to be. If this is your first time rolling with your girl, thank you so much. I hope you enjoy the ride, and I hope you become a long-time listener. Now, if you've been rolling with your girl for a while, thank you so much for adding such sweetness to my hot tea. So tonight's topic is about doing Mother's Day differently, because I don't know about y'all, but this whole isolation situation has got your girl a little stir crazy. No, I'm not. You know, I'm actually enjoying myself because I have been pregnant with ideas and concepts, and I've been giving birth to those ideas and concepts. So I'm super excited about this season for me, but Mother's Day is coming up this Sunday, and I want to have a little talk back. So I've got some people in the room that are going to chat with me on Facebook, and those of you that are dialed in on uptomeradio.com, please feel free to call into the radio show if you have a question, if you want to make a comment, or if you just want to be a part of the conversation, because tonight is what I call open air. That's where you and I get to dialogue and have an interaction between us. We get to have a conversation. So I want to lay a couple of things out. First and foremost, if you'd like to call in, you need only dial 347-324-5246. Press the number 1, and you will be entered into queue. And my executive producer will let me know, and I would be more than happy to have a conversation with you. For those that are on social media, you know I'm waving at you, saying hello, I love you, blowing kisses to you, as well as our listeners on the radio show. I thank you so much for tuning in. So before I unpack what I want to talk about tonight, I want to remind you guys that this show, under the umbrella of Up to Me Radio, we now have over 1 million, I believe we're up to 1,800,000 listeners. If not there, we're very close to that. And we're under that umbrella. We have a lot of shows, so please check us out at up2meradio.com so that you can find out. We've got shows about working out, eating well, spiritual shows, real just life situations, finding your forte, all types of subjects that we cover underneath that umbrella. And all of our shows are broadcast not just on Up to Me Radio, but we're also syndicated via iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher app, and iHeart Music. So be sure to check us out so that you can listen in. And if you haven't already, for Mara Gale, the old Mara Gale Radio Show, please go to Up to Me Radio. That's up2meradio.com. And on my show page, sign up so that you can be notified, because if you miss my episodes, we send out an email once a month and we let you know what the last three episodes were about so that you don't miss what's going on with your girl, because I know you want to keep up, because I want to be in touch with you. So let's go ahead and going to unpack this conversation about doing Mother's Day differently. How many of you guys have experienced the feeling of if your parent is alive? For example, my mom lives here in Chicago, so the goal is to go and visit her at some point on Sunday. But there are some people that can't go see their parents because their parents are either in the hospital, in a nursing facility, assisted living facility. And as you know, you can't go and visit them like you would normally go and visit them. So that's probably going to be hard. And then there are those whose biological mothers are no longer here with us or with them. And as a result of that, Mother's Day isn't rosy for them. It may be something that seems somber or thoughtful or very reflective. But what I want to encourage that group of people to do, those whose mothers are no longer with you, I beseech you, I implore you, I encourage you to think about some of the things your mother either liked to bake or cook or do. And try to implement those things. Try to make those things a part of how you remember your loved ones on their special day, be it the date that they passed away, the date that they may have been laid to rest, or on special days like Mother's Day or holidays. Do something that honors them instead of something that makes you feel sad. And what do I mean about that? Okay, so say your mother made pound cakes, or say your mother liked to play cards, or say your mother liked to do her hair a certain style, or say she had a favorite show. Binge watch the favorite show. Take some time and style your hair like your mom and see if you can look like her, and then take pictures of yourself putting your hair like your mother's hair and look at photos of her when she was your age, or if you have some, and kind of do some comparison thing and post side by side. There are ways that you can honor your parent, your mom, your loved one on these difficult, seemingly difficult holidays in order to not make it a down day, a sad day, or a depressed day. Because trust me, I know, and I don't know every one of your parents at all, but what I do know is most parents want the best for their children, and most parents want their kids to be happy. And for those of you who may have lost your parents when you were younger and you don't have those memories, you don't have that reservoir to call upon, I encourage you to honor some of the living mothers in your life, because I know there are people who feed into me, and I'm sure there are people that feed into you. They're not my biological mother, but I've got a Mama Millie who loves me like she gave birth to me. I got a Mama Gloria who loves me like I caused her some stretch marks. I got a Mama Charlene. I mean, I've got some people in my life who have stepped in and become mom to me, especially when my mom and I weren't very close. And so you may find that you have that same thing as well. So I want to speak to you and encourage you to love someone else's mom whose daughter or son may not be around, or who don't even have a daughter or a son or a kid or someone who can celebrate them. There are a lot of people who just don't have children, and you would be a refreshing breath of fresh air to be able to bless them in that way. So that's speaking to those people. And then there's that group who may not have ever given birth to a child, but you have been a mom, an amazing mom figure to the multitude. I never physically gave birth to kids, but I was married once and I was raising the kids, and they were in my life for years. So they call me mom, and they were my kids. I did everything that a mother would do, from waking up in the middle of the night to calm them down when they were asleep, to changing the linen when my son would wet himself, to doing the hair. There would be a 5-hour hair day, to encouraging them to doing homework, to everything, you know. My kids had bad allergies, so even rushing to the hospital when they have stumbled across something that they shouldn't have tasted or been around. So motherhood is in me, but it was in me before I was married with the kids in my life, in my last marriage. Motherhood is maternal instincts. It's love, It's wanting to nurture and nourish someone. So my curiosity, huh? My curiosity, I just saw my play little sister show up. The one that I was telling you guys about, Mama Gloria, is her biological mother, but Mama Gloria is my mom too. It's like I caused her some stretch marks and some labor pains because I love her like that and she loves me. So that play sister just showed up, Mama Gloria's daughter. But I'm mentioning that because we don't have to give birth to a child in order to be nurturing, in order to be an extension of love, in order to be someone that people come to for counsel and advice. And I promise you, if I were called a mom for everyone that I was blessed to give advice to, I would have a tribe, possibly an entire continent, because it's been a blessing to even know or feel or have people believe you have something of value to give and to deposit into other people's lives. I'm so grateful. My husband always says to me, you've lived so many lives, you know, and I've got a couple of friends who say that to me as well. And I feel like I've lived a lot of different lives because there's the entertainment Mara, there's the rapper Mara who rapped and was able to go to college off of a rap album. There's the accounting Mara that wanted to be a CPA and studied accounting for 3 years. There's the poet Mara that does spoken word around the country and people would fly me in to do that. There's the producer Mara that produces film and produces content. There's the evangelist who ministers, of course, whenever she's called upon as much as she can. So there are these different hats. And in the midst of those hats, there are experiences from growing up in the inner city and the projects and clawing my way out of that. But the things that I witness, I can't unsee. There's the Mara who was a crazy and wild young teenager who was involved in all kinds of stuff. What is now legal was not legal back then, but so many things. And I say that because all of those things make me who I am. They help me to be compassionate for the downtrodden, for those who don't have benefits or aren't in a position to come and go as they choose. Maybe they're on buses or they're renting or they have food stamps or whatever. All of the things that I've lived through, that government cheese, that growing up in the ghetto, that sleeping four to a bedroom, that peanut butter that was so hard. You know what I'm talking about. It had so much oil on the top, you could pour it and fry a whole thing of chicken with it. That's if you've ever been poor. Maybe y'all ain't been poor. But I have lived through some things, that funny money that looked like Monopoly money. All of those things make me who I am. So on this Mother's Day differently, I'm curious, what are you guys doing to celebrate Mother's Day? What is it that you, now that you can't just go and peek at somebody and visit them and people can't just come visit you and you can't go and dine inside of a restaurant, although I know a lot of states are opening up, there's still a bunch that are closed. And so what is it that you're going to do differently this Mother's Day? For some, if you do have children, I want to suggest that you, I used to rap. I want to suggest that you ask your significant other or ask a good friend who you know, listen carefully, who you know has been uber careful about this coronavirus, this COVID-19, to be able to watch your kids. But please make sure that whomever you're exposing your family to, that you know that they wash their hands, that they go out in public with masks on, that they minimize how much they're going out in public, and that they're not dealing with people on a regular basis unprotected. So please, please, please be safe. But I'm hoping you guys will get a chance to do some of that. I've got a couple of suggestions that are coming in. Someone says, no, that's just a jokey. Someone says, oh, Mother Hubbard who lived in a shoe. That's not Mother Hubbard. Was it Mother Hubbard that lived in a shoe? That's loving of all of you. Enter her grace. That's a phrase that someone just chatted. Someone else said they're going to do a Zoom call with their mother-in-law and her kids. That's a blessing. That's a great thing to do. And that's one of this particular young lady who said she's going to do the Zoom call with her mother-in-law. She lost her mother years ago. And as I was sharing with you guys, it's important if you have lost a loved one to do something that honors them if you think that day will be a sad day for you, or seed into someone else's mom, and that's what she's going to do. She's going to seed into Dr. Don's mom and spend some time on Zoom being able to see their face, which is awesome. Someone else said, going to be outdoors at my mom's house for a little to celebrate with her and maybe do some gardening. Awesome idea. Isn't it great to be able to spend some time with a loved one and then plant something? Think about that. Planting something means that in time, it will grow. What a wonderful experience. What a wonderful piece of imagery. What a rich reminder of time spent together that you can plant something, and then perhaps the next time you see them or you spend some time, you can find out how it is growing or how it has grown. I always think that that's lovely. Someone else says, sent flowers, bought their mother-in-law a personal card and a family tree portrait. Awesome, awesome ideas, because we're doing it differently this year. You know, we're not able to do it the way that we normally do it. You know, one of the things that I'm hoping that my husband is listening to OMG, the Omar Gale Radio Show. He usually does. And if he is listening, I'm going to drop a big hint. I love papados. People who know me know that I love papados. And my favorite dish to get at papados isn't even on the menu, but they make it for me whenever I go. It's called Bienville. It's a double-baked lobster tail. So they broil the lobster tail, and then they put this dressing-like crawfish etouffee in the midst of it, and then they bake that. They pull it out, and then they put cheese on it and some more crawfish etouffee, and they put it back in the oven. When I tell you, that dish right there, OMG, for real, I love it. So if my husband's listening, I would love for us to drive to Papa Do's. It's a little far north, but hey, that's what I'd like to have. We could drive to Papa Do's. We could pre-order, because I already went online to see if they were doing online orders. Yes, I did my homework and my research. But we could drive out to Papa Do's and we could pick up the dish, and then we can go to a park and we can eat if it's not raining and or cold outside. If it is, we can go ahead. I've got people chiming in saying, she sure does love Papa Do's. Yes, I do. And so that's a part of what I'd like to do for Mother's Day. But in addition to that, you know, one of the other things that my husband and I recently did, I think I mentioned on here last week that there's a, it was called Bottles and Bottega, and now they're painting with a twist. But the family had put all of their retirement savings into this business, and of course you can't go to their establishment to paint anymore, so they're doing these paint-to-go parties or paint-to-go sets. So my husband and I ordered a couple of paint sets. As a matter of fact, one of my spiritual daughters is listening in right now, and I took her to the place Bottles and Bottega, and we drew this cute little chocolate girl with the afro, and she had a, did she have bubble gum? No, she had her eye winked. She may have had bubble gum. I can't remember. I think she did. She had bubble gum. She had her eye winked. It was so cute, but that was something that me and my spiritual daughter did. Of course, that's not something that we could do on this year, but my husband and I hope Gerald is listening. Someone's asking, is Pastor listening? He may be listening. I hope so. He usually does listen into the show on Thursdays. And so one of the things that he and I are going to do, I should have put the bags near me. I could have shown you. They've sketched out the outline of the two pictures that we want to paint, and I decided to order two different paintings, because the last time my husband and I did one of those painting, the, you know, Bottles and Bottega, we had the same image. So, of course, you're not going to put both pictures up in the house. So we were able to bless one of our grandchildren with the duplicate image. But this year, because we're doing it here in the house, we're going to paint two different pictures so that hopefully we can place, you know, one in one room and the other someplace else without them both being almost identical colors and concepts. So very, very excited about that. One is a beautiful sunset imagery with water, and then the other are two ladybugs on a branch, but the branch is folded into itself and shaped like a heart. Oh, isn't that just the cutest? I'm a diehard romantic. Anybody that knows me knows I love love, and so That's something that he and I are going to do, because that's a way for us to do Mother's Day differently, where we used to just go out and sit in a room, not just go out, but we would go out, we'd sit in a restaurant, he'd ensure I wouldn't have to cook breakfast, lunch, or dinner that day. We would just do something that is easy peasy mac and cheesy, even if it was him sending me to get a massage, which of course we can't do. So what are some of the other things you guys may be doing differently for Mother's Day, even if you haven't given birth to a mother, to a baby, even if your mom is not in the same city or is no longer with us, has transitioned on? I'm curious to find out what you plan on doing this Mother's Day as well, in order to celebrate the day and either honor yourself or honor someone else. I'm just curious, you know, and I want to ask this. There was recently a young African-American, his last name was, I want to say, Audrey. It's either Audrey or Aubrey was the last name. He was hunted and shot, hunted down and shot. I would like to request that you guys lift his family up in prayer, because this Mother's Day, for that particular mom, it would be extremely difficult. And that's putting it mildly. So I'd like for you, I'm going to look up the name so that I can give you the exact name of the young man who was hunted on that day. It's Ahmaud Arbery, A-R-B-E, Arbery is the name. He was shot to death. And so if you could call out his name, if somebody could chat that in the thing, Arbery. His first name is Ahmaud. The last name is Arbery. If you could just chat that in, and I'm just soliciting prayers for his family, because they had photos of he and his mom, and it broke my heart. I was on the phone crying this morning when I do my prayer calls Monday through Friday, but today I was asked to pray us out, and I interceded on behalf of that family because there was a burden for it. So that will definitely be doing Mother's Day in a completely different way. And then there are those who have lost grandparents or parents to COVID-19. And I know for you, doing Mother's Day will be different. And so just know that we're aware that in this unusual season, that we're having to adjust and adapt and conform to things that we, you know, may have not been used to doing, be it homeschooling or working from home, either, you know, doing business calls via Zoom, church meetings online. I mean, everything is topsy-turvy, as they call it. Everything is like upside down. There is a TV show called Stranger Things, and there's the upside down world that they talk about. And that's what it feels like in this new season. But I want to encourage you and tell you and assure you that those things are different. And though you may not be in a position to do some of the things that you were used to doing, rest assured that none of these things is A, catching God off guard, and B, he's with us. He is with us always. So no matter how challenging or difficult things may get for you, just know that God is with you in this storm, just like he was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire. He is with you. He is with me. So no matter how dark or deep or challenging it gets, he's right beside me. He's in it with me. If the water feels like I can't, you know, it's up to my nose, he is with me in the water, just like he was in the boat when the storm came. He's there. And you have to keep that in your frontal lobe, because it gets real easy to be reminded of how much is against you and how many forces of opposition are trying to overtake you. And if, as a mom, you know, doing homework and doing hair and cooking and cleaning and making sure everybody's well, and if there are doctor's appointments that have to be rescheduled and clothes that have to be purchased because kids are growing out of stuff, or organizing around the house, you know, all the things that come with being a mom, it can be overwhelming. So I have been ministering and sharing on the airwaves how important it is for you to have self-therapy, to be able to care for yourself. So on this Mother's Day, please be sure that you do something for you to defrag, to unplug, to celebrate yourself, force yourself to be still and know, and force yourself to rest. And if you have been going like nonstop, because a lot of us do, I sometimes work really late and I'm up early in the morning doing what it is that I do, but I also know how to rest. I also know how to just unplug and take some time. And it's important if you're married that your spouse understands when you need to do that and that he knows how to take your batteries out. You know what I mean by that, right? If you're the Energizer Bunny, always going, always doing, always there for everybody, always mentoring somebody and volunteering here and doing this, you have to have someone who knows how to take your batteries out to not make you stop, but do it in a way that you want to stop, that you want to lean into him, you know, and rest, you know. So allow that to be your situation. Allow that to be your escape, you know. And I'm grateful that my husband knows how to do that, that he has been very effective in knowing, you know, how to get me to just stop being so wired. Someone just commented, I am resting now. And someone else was saying, yes, God is ever present. Emmanuel, God with us. Yes. Yes, yes. Thank you, Daddy. God is omnipresent and sees and hears all, omnipresent and omniscient and omnipotent. That's who he is. And don't forget, it's real easy to put your attention on the things that are going wrong and things that are bad and things that are hard and sad. But it's impossible to focus your gaze on God and the things of God. And it's impossible to focus on that and allow the other things in the world to cause you to sink or go to that sunken place like in Get Out. Because when God is being focused upon, he gets magnified. Anything you give your attention to grows. And so the more attention you give to God and the things of God, be it helping people and serving during this particular pandemic, be it calling up some of the seniors that you may know that may not be your mom, but you can call them and just say, hey, I'm thinking about you. Happy Mother's Day. I want you to know you're loved and you're appreciated and you're being thought of. And by the way, is there anything that I could pick up for you? I'll drop it by and put it on your doorstep. There are ways that you can be that extension of the daughter in town when their kids may be out of town. There are plenty of things that we can do to step in and fill in for other people. And if you don't have a mom, if they're no longer living, you can always think of ways that you can bless somebody else's mom in this time because it's important. People, especially seniors, I've talked to quite a few seniors from our church, and I love them, and I miss them so much. And every time I've called one, they've just been like, oh, it's so good to hear your voice. It's so hard doing life without seeing people every Sunday. That would be the highlight of their week, to go to church and to be able to fellowship with all the other saints. But they have also said to me it forced them to learn technology so that they could watch our messages on Sunday morning when Pastor speaks and tune in to some of our other activities during the week, like Frankly Speaking or Tea Time with Titus or A Kiss from God with Kitty, all these different activities that we've created during the week, as well as Bible studies on Wednesday afternoons at noon and Bible study on Saturday night in case Wednesday afternoon you're at work. There's another Bible study on Saturday evenings. We've done all of this content. Why? Because we've had to do things differently. So as a mom, as a person who's either a biological mom, a spiritual mom, an emotional mom, a pinch hit mom, a step in mom, a fill in mom, whatever it is, there are ways for you to celebrate this particular holiday differently. Like I said, either calling someone, volunteering to bless somebody with groceries or tissue or whatever they have they're in need of. There's just a way that you can make somebody feel better. And as I was sharing with you, I've been calling some of these seniors from our church, and they're very glad to hear my voice. But more importantly, they're ready to go back to some normalcy. And how many of you understand that even when we go back, things won't be normal, not the normal we know. It'll be a new norm, but even that is like a word you can't even say, because what is new normal? It'll be different. We will never be what we were. It'll probably never go back to the way it was, but trust this, no matter what way it becomes, that new way, you'll eventually get used to it. You'll eventually, I have a phrase that I use that I love to use, because I think when Daddy gave it to me, it was such a rich phrase. Blessed are the flexible, they shall not be bent out of shape. And how many of you know that being flexible, especially in this season, is pretty mandatory? I've had to be flexible in some things. I've had to be flexible even in household things. You know, my husband and I share a treadmill. We've had to be flexible of when he can get on it and when I can get on it. Because both of us can't be on it at the same time. So there is a give and take, you know, a dance, if you will, that's being done. And this dance is about being flexible and compromising and working with people, even restaurants. There's a couple of restaurants that I loved being a patron of when things were good, that we still make plans to go and support them because they are hurting tremendously. You know, so remember that. Blessed are the flexible. They shall not be bent out of shape. Be flexible. Be flexible in this season. And remember your seniors. Remember those who can't get out, who feel lonely, who feel alone even, who miss interaction and hugs and touch. I'm a hugger. I miss hugging. So doing Mother's Day, you know, different and not being at church and having all of that love every Sunday that I would receive, it's going to be different. You know, it's kind of like people that are celebrating their birthdays during this COVID-19 isolation situation. It's different. It's different for people to celebrate their birthdays. And yeah, they're doing Zoom parties and things like that, but it's different. It's not what we're used to. But I want to encourage you, though it may be different, though it may not be normal, the normal that we're used to, and though it may not be your ideal way of celebrating Mother's Day, your birthday, or whatever occasion happens to be rounding the corner, I want to remind you that you have the most valuable ingredients there are. That's life, that's breath, that's love. You can't buy air. Yeah, you can buy an oxygen machine to carry with you, but you're not struggling for your breath. You're not struggling to be. And so those things, a birthday will come around again next year, Lord willing. But in this hour, in this season, when people are being intubated and are on ventilators, you have breath. You have oxygen. You can breathe in and out without assistance as often as you like. And so remember, those are the most important things. Those are the things that matter. Those are the things that are invaluable. I'm not going to keep you long. There are several people saying they're huggers. Yes, it's hard for me not to hug. And it's going to be hard when we go back to our new normal to not hug as many people. I will have to resist, and that's going to be extremely difficult for a person like me who literally leads with love and hugs. But again, I want to encourage you all this Mother's Day, when you're doing it differently, think of those who can't get out and their children may not be in town, or they don't have any kids or grandkids. Think about them, call them, ask if you can do something nice for them. Drop a flower on their doorstep and then call them and say, hey, I put a rose on your front porch. I just didn't want to, you know, impact you. And so I'm in my car and I just want to wave at you. You know, do something, get outside the box and do something creative, you know, that maybe you know their favorite food or their favorite flower or their favorite, you know, bottle of orange juice. I don't know, whatever it is. Think outside the box. Extend yourself this Mother's Day to bless a mother or
find the time to rest, because some mothers have just been going, and you doing the homeschooling plus the work during the day, plus all the kitchen cooking, cleaning, laundry, you know, the list that we have. And so for some, this Mother's Day, the best gift you can have and or give yourself is to rest. So that would be my show. If you've enjoyed OMG, the Omar Gail Radio Show, I ask that you like it, that you share it, that you come back and be with me on the following Thursday, because we're here every Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m. Central, 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific Standard. Also, you can reach me at Mara Gail on Instagram, on Twitter. Follow me. Hey, if you guys are not subscribed to my YouTube channel, if you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, please go to my YouTube channel. It's Mara Gail. And also follow me there, subscribe, and don't forget to hit the bell, because then you'll be alerted when I post new videos. Also, go and subscribe to Up To Me Radio. That's Up the number 2 Me Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel there as well, because we're always posting new content. And we're excited to be able to bring that to you in every way possible, visually, auditory, as well as through graphics and images and conferences. We've got some great things coming up for you within the next few months. And so we're excited to be able to pour it out. And we thank you for being such amazing listeners, participants, and followers of the content that we share. And, of course, you can go to maragail.com to find out if you want to buy my book or my CD or my husband's book, Life Advance. All of those things are available at maragail.com. I pray that God continues to bless you richly. I pray that God keeps you safe and healthy. And I pray that this Mother's Day, that you do it differently, whether you're a mother through birth or a mother through tears and energy and time and dedication and a heart of gold. I pray that God rewards you with something that you weren't expecting, something unexpected this Mother's Day. That's my prayer for you. And for those whose mom has transitioned and they're not here, I pray that you heard me loud and clear when I said, figure out a way to honor them by doing something that they enjoyed, that they liked, or that they wished that they could possibly do if they were here. What a great way to have a good memory of them in their absence, rather than focus on not having them. Focus on what they left you with. Because if you look in a mirror, I'm sure you can find something in your face that would remind you of your parent that is no longer here. Your eyes, your nose, your lips, or the way your eyes twinkle or twitch, your teeth, it could be anything. So focus on the similarities and the things that they left with you versus the fact that they're no longer here, because that's focusing on the good things. And the word says, focus on these things. If there's any virtue, any praise, think on these things, those things that are true, pure, and lovely. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in, leaning in, and listening up to OMG. I hope that you'll invite me into your hearts and your living room on next Thursday, where one of my dear friends, Minister Tasha Jackson, she and I will be sharing on the Four Agreements, the book by Miguel. It's a powerful book, and there's so many nuggets in there about doing things in excellence, about not taking things personally. If you're a person that's easily offended, that show is for you. If you're a person who hasn't been striving to reach a spirit of excellence, this show is for you. So there's a lot of rich nuggets, and Tasha and I are going to unpack that for you on next Thursday live on Facebook. So be encouraged, be blessed, and most of all, stay safe. And happy Mother's Day, everybody. Mwah! Time for the show music.
Wanting. Everyone likes to be heard and then listened to. So we want you to set your dial to OMG on Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. Oh.